This is the second dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm, which includes Dr. Parshuray, at Brockwood Park, 1975.
Where do we start, sir? Right. Where do we start now?
Do you have any idea?
Lots of them. I've talked about it. So if truth is something totally different from reality, then what place has action in daily life in relation to truth and reality? Mm-hmm. Would that, can we talk about that?
Yes.
One would like, or one should, or one must, or not in future, one has to act in truth. And we said the action of reality is entirely different.
Yes.
From the action of truth. Now, what is the action of truth?
Yes, well,
Is that action unrelated to the past, unrelated to an idea, an ideal, therefore out of time? Mm-hmm. Right, sir?
Yes.
And is there an action ever out of time? Or action is always involved in time?
Can you say that the truth acts in reality? I mean, that is that because we were saying that the last time that although reality may have no effect on truth, truth has some effect on reality.
Yes. But one would like to find out if one lives in truth, not the truth of reality, but that truth which is not related to reality. Reality being what we said the other day, a process of thought, think about something that's real or reflected upon or distorted, which is illusion and so on. We went into all that. So what is action in truth? If it is not related to reality, if it is not an action in the movement of time, then what is action then? Is there such action? You follow what I mean? Can my mind disassociate itself from the past and idea of I shall be or will be or must be or should be a projection of my own desires and so on? Is there an action which is totally separated from all that? Am I kind of putting the question rightly, or am I?
Perhaps we're going, very fast.
Yes, a little too fast, perhaps.
Because you see, I think ordinarily it's the action is related to the fact, you see, too.
Yes, fact is, as we said,
yes,
that which is being made or that which is
done.
Being done now.
Or that, according, there's another meaning, that which is actually perceived, or see that which is actually established by perception or by experience,
which is now.
Yes,
that is the seeing is the doing.